for our international listeners in American football, most just naturally throw the ball with as much force as they can muster, expecting it to go far. Obviously, the force that you throw the ball at does influence the distance it will travel. However, most who have thrown a football know the perfect spiral allows the football to almost fly through the air. So, today I will describe the basic physics behind how one can be the perfect quarterback and throw that Hail Mary. So let's get into the basics of an object moving through the air, in this case the football. Those who have taken the basics physics course understand that the projectile's trajectory depends on the launch angle, which is a series of vertical and horizontal force components, and velocity, which is just speed and direction. Yet, throwing a football requires one more physics topic than the average projectile: gyroscopic precession. This precession requires the quarterback to add an outside torque to change the football's rotation on its internal axis. If a quarterback has added the proper amount of torque to the gyroscope, the football would spin around 600 rotations per minute, which is about the rotations of a CD player. I won't get into much of the math of this because I just want to stick to the basics, but this is just the basis of gyroscopic motion. However, don't try to add too much spin on the ball you throw. This is because if a ball is rotating too fast, it will take more energy to continue spinning throughout its course, rather than using the energy to maximize the football's possible trajectory. This waste of energy means that the quarterback's throw would lose yardage. So good quarterbacks intuitively know the happy medium amount of gyroscopic motion needed to maximize forward velocity and gain the most range. The importance of the spin on a football is the rotating object's resistance to change of motion, or a rotational law of inertia. This want to keep rotating causes a sense of stability to the projectile. It takes more outside force to disrupt the movements of the football, which is why the ball splices through the air with a spiral, but when it has a wobble to the ball, you know you've whiffed the throw, and it falls short. Another example of a ball being unstable without the use of gyroscopic precession is if you have ever seen a knuckleball thrown in baseball or have hit the volleyball in the center without spin, you would notice that the ball kind of shakes and moves throughout the air due to the lack of this stability. This gyroscopic effect also differs based off of if the thrower is a lefty or a righty. Those who have thrown or kicked any ball with spin acting on it knows that the ball will slightly curve. Some principle applies to throwing a football. A ball thrown with a right-handed quarterback will curve slightly to the right, and one thrown by a left-handed quarterback would do just the opposite. So, if you want to throw that perfect pass, make sure you are aware of which hand you're throwing with. Launch angles are a fairly simple chord, but depends on air resistance, which I will not get into at the moment. In order to throw the ball the farthest you can, you must throw the ball at a launch angle of 45 degrees. Another interesting fact about horizontal distances are they work in pairs adding up to 90 degrees. An angle of 60 degrees will travel the same distance as a launch angle of 30 degrees, albeit with a much higher trajectory. All this means you must know the distance you are trying to throw and drop your shoulder and release the ball accordingly. Understanding the basics of throwing a football is definitely not the same as actually completing the action, but one can use all of these principles to grow your skills, or maybe just start thinking about different principles of physics when tossing the ball around with families and friends. Who knows, maybe pro bowlers like Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes will come across this and begin to think a bit more critically about the actions that come so easy to them, were not gifts from a divine figure, but actually just the mastering the laws of the universe. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Curious Agony.